Father in heaven, we thank you for the work that you have done in the Imrie family. And we pray now that as we open your word, that you would work in our hearts and lives, bringing your transformation and your joy. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have a Bible, would you turn with me to John chapter 9, please? And it will also appear on the screen behind. Jesus heals a man born blind. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. And while I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And having said this, he spat on the ground, made some mud with saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." And this word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Now this healing happened on the Sabbath day, and it was forbidden to work on the Sabbath day, and even to knead dough was forbidden. Even to work with clay was forbidden, and to work with the mud and to heal. It created a great controversy, which of course Jesus knew all about. And the Pharisees came to this man, and they interrogated him in five conversations, and they interrogated his parents. And the outcome of this is that he was thrown out. And then we pick up the story in verse 35. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." And Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." And then the man said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Whenever there is suffering in life, it is so natural to ask the question, why? But Jesus asks us not to dwell on the question, why, but to dwell on his purpose for every human life. His purpose for every human life, whatever sickness, trials, or circumstances they may have. Whatever circumstances you are going through today, whatever burdens you are carrying, you may want to ask the question, why me? But Jesus' answer is, I'm at work in your life, if you will see it, and I want to bring glory through you. This is a story not so much about healing. This is a story about spiritual sight. Baptism is symbolic of a greater transformation, the transformation of people into a relationship with God and eternal life. And throughout John's gospel, there are seven miracles, seven miraculous signs. There were many more miraculous signs that Jesus did, but these seven were selected by the Apostle John because in each one, the miraculous sign symbolized something even greater. It symbolized something about God's character. It symbolized something about God's work. And it's the same with the story of the man born blind. Yes, God's purpose may include physical healing, but his greater purpose is to bring grace to sinners, that they may know that they need him and turn to him in repentance. Jesus said, I did not come for the healthy, I came for the sick. Shirley, Allen, and Fraser, in their brokenness, in their pain, they've reached out to God in prayer and they have experienced powerful transformation. But the greater work than the healing is that they can now see Jesus more clearly now than 1 year ago, that they are more in love with Jesus now than 1 year ago, and they are more longing to serve him now. And that is the greater work. You see, in verse 3, Jesus says the purpose, whatever circumstance we have in life, the purpose of God is that his work might be displayed in our lives. God is at work. And as we recognize your need this morning, your need of Jesus, may your spiritual sight increase. Your perception of reality. There was a word that was used in the testimonies. I realized. It wasn't that they didn't know it before, but somehow the truth was perceived in a way that they could respond and trust. And there are people here today that know that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. There are people here today who would even say, yes, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I am a sinful person. But they haven't taken that one step further, which is to realize that Jesus Christ is their Savior and their Lord and the one who can transform every part of their lives. There are people here today who perhaps are a bit skeptical, maybe want to ask some very unexplainable questions about why some people get healed and other people don't. And I don't know the answer to that. The blind beggar said, when he was asked all the difficult questions, he just said, one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. I was blind, but now I see. That God has been at work in my life. And sometimes we can be asking the wrong question. Sometimes we can be asking really difficult questions because we want to avoid the personal question. So we ask really complicated questions in the abstract, and we say, until these questions are answered, I will not believe. But God wants you to answer this question. Are you a sinner in need of God's grace? You see, when the Pharisees asked that question of the blind man, all these awkward questions, the blind man replied, when they said, who's this fellow? We don't even know where he comes from. This Jesus is a sinner. So by them saying Jesus is a sinner, they're saying, we're better than Jesus. Very proud. Spiritual pride is such a dangerous thing. But the blind beggar who had now been given his sight, he answered, he wasn't. This is him talking to the religious teachers of Israel. He says, now that's remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. You know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. No one has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. And they replied, you were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us? And they threw him out. And Jesus, in his final words, are to the Pharisees. And he says that if you don't realize that you are a sinner in need of God's grace, then you are blind. And if you do not turn and seek God and his amazing salvation, he sent his only son to die on the cross. If you do not accept what he has done, you're in a dangerous position because you may harden your heart and you may become more blind. See, this is really a story about, not about healing, this is a story about blindness and whether we can see who Jesus is or we turn our hearts away from him. And this morning I want to ask, are you praying that your heart will be turned towards him? Are you praying that you will see him for who he is? Or are you indifferent to what he has done? See, God is at work all the time. If only we have eyes to see it. We see him in creation. I was out for a walk yesterday and I heard the geese flying south. And I looked up and goes, oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And then a deer went leaping across my path. I went, that's beautiful. And then I looked up again and I looked back and there were like hundreds and maybe thousands of geese flying south. And it was awe-inspiring. And I just started worshiping God for what he had created and the wonders of what he had done. And I felt that God was saying to me, you're worried about lots of little things. Lots of little things you're worried about, Alistair, but I'm the creator of the world. I'm the creator of the world. Trust in me. Always trying to find out the answer to why things are the way they are, when instead I should simply be worshiping him for who he is and trusting him to work out his good purposes. So I want to finish by looking at the man himself. He starts by being transformed by God. He grows in his faith every day. His faith gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And he ends in worship. Perhaps we don't realize just how controversial this is. This is a Jewish story. It is blasphemous to worship anyone other than the Lord God Almighty. And this man responds in worship to Jesus. But at the end of chapter 8, Jesus has been saying amazing things about himself. Jesus has been saying things which are so controversial that they picked up stones to stone him, because in the first century to utter blasphemy was death by stoning. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. He wasn't saying, before Abraham was, I was. That would be amazing in itself. He said, before Abraham was, I am. I am is the Jewish name for God. I am God. Jesus is saying, I am God. And then he says, if you want to know the purpose of God in your life, watch me. And he goes and he transforms lives. And this morning, I want to ask, do you know who we're dealing with here? We're dealing with not the man Jesus. We're dealing with the Savior of the world, the one sent by the Father to forgive your sins and to give you eternal life. And we're dealing with the Lord of all the earth. And this man gets down and he worships. Lord, I believe. And that is the only response that is appropriate to the work of God, is to say, yes, I know I'm a sinner. I can see that. Help me to see it even more. And I know that I'm in need of your grace. Thank you for sending your Son to die for me on the cross. And if you believe in your heart that Jesus died for you, do you believe that? Then you can come into a relationship with him. Have you prayed that God would forgive you? That God would forgive your sins? Have you thanked him for dying on the cross for you? I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that this morning. To come into a relationship with him forever. And for others that already know Jesus as Lord and Savior, are you asking the right question? Are you asking for God's purpose to be displayed in your life, whatever the circumstances? Remember, I'll answer this one question. Jesus said, this man was sick, not because of anything he had done, not because of anything his parents had done. So if you're in these circumstances today, do not beat yourself up. Do not go into depression. Do not say, it's all my fault. I must have done something to upset God. This is not the God of the Bible. The God who created the earth in love, perfect. The God who will restore all things, perfect. The reason the world is not the way it should be is because of the rebellion of humanity through Adam and Eve. Sickness and death came in there, but Jesus died on the cross to reverse all that. So he calls us to repent, and he calls us to put our trust in him, all of us. But if you're sick this morning, it is not because of something that you've done. It is not because of something your parents have done. So do you have that spiritual sight to see that you're a sinner? Do you have that spiritual sight to see that Jesus is the only one that can give you that gift of forgiveness? And are you praying, all of us, are we praying to see Jesus more clearly? Are we praying for his purpose to be displayed in our lives? May there be no one here today who thinks this is a procrastination time, something for next year or 5 years or 10 years, because if you're receptive to the Holy Spirit today, You may not get another chance. Your heart may be hard in a month's time, but if your heart is soft today, respond to him today in the silence of your own heart. You and God, do it today and be saved. Let us pray. We're simply going to pray a prayer which has three parts. First of all, to say sorry, admitting that we are sinners, asking for God's forgiveness. Secondly, thank you, trusting Jesus and his death on the cross. And please come into my life and be Lord of my life. Anyone who prays that prayer, God never turns anyone away. Everyone who believes on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let us pray. Almighty God, just echo the prayer in your own heart after me if you wish to pray this. Almighty God, I admit that I am a sinner. And I want to say sorry for the things I've done wrong in thought, word, and deed. And with your help, I now turn away from everything I know to be wrong. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. I receive your forgiveness. I believe that you were risen from the dead on the third day. I receive eternal life. Please come into my life today. Be my Lord. You are the Lord, and I submit to you. Help me to live a life which glorifies you. Would you work in my life for your glory? Whatever the circumstances, help me to trust and glorify you. So as people have prayed that prayer this morning, know that God has heard your prayer, and he is now filling you with his Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And for all of us, we pray for clearer sight of Jesus, who he is and what he has done. And we pray that the works of God would be displayed more and more in our lives and in the lives of the churches of Inverness. Breathe your spirit into the dry bones and bring your resurrection life to your church, we pray. May these dry bones live, as Ezekiel said. May you restore, may you heal, may the gospel and the grace go out with power from the people in this room and the churches of this town. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.